happy, tired. And I want what I want. Oh, you know I want you. You've known it for years. You know what you do. You know when I'm talking about succulent meat that taste in my mouth isn't a turkey. I can almost taste every inch. You know I hunger. I starve. Starve waiting. I fled, yes. But it's no more than a sniff. As I walk past a shop, a baker's, a patisserie, it's no more than I would breathe in next to the chocolatier. You are the feast. You are the meal that can nourish me. I want to be in a coma like the others. A coma of delirious satisfaction. It's my holiday. This doesn't require an apron or an oven. It doesn't require a spoon. If you turn your body towards me, turn your eyes to my eyes. Turn your jaw to that angle that I need, and let me close, transport me to that place I can finally. I need to taste you. No, I don't want to be tasted. I hunger not for my own. For the way you can touch me. Although that comes a very close second, I want to kiss you, touch you. I want my lips on yours. I want was all over you. I want to trace from your shoulders down your arms, your slim arms, to trace your ribs. Dark hair touches you, where it disappears, where it gathers in a nest. You are my meat. For being so direct. To see you, you appear when I fantasize, when you're standing there with almost nothing on. Oh, you tease me, but I might see. That I might see the hairs on your buttocks move, displaced from having your trousers pulled down, from your pants. In my hands, down. Just stand there, quietly, allowing this. That you growl at me. You know I won't sleep. I can't stop obsessing about you. Your dark cock, darkened by the blood rushing to it. But as you feel my hands touching your hips, drawing along the skin, that you know I. Maybe you'd let me if I didn't growl, if I wasn't so quite so hungry. Do you worry that I'll be so hungry I'll destroy you? Do you worry that I won't be able to control it when I finally all that hunger at once, waiting to be quenched, satisfied, sated by only you. Wear that ache. Nothing else. Me. found that clip of the zesty man. I couldn't help it. I started imagining you there. Almost nude. Wiggle for me. Are you going to grab me like I was a handful of dough? You know what I'm here for. It turns you on. It turns you on that I desire you. You I desire. It isn't just desire. It's a need to know, to be a woman again, to show you how much I admire you. Could you stand it? Could you stand to turn towards me and lean yourself back on the counter? Put your eyes to the ceiling and just be licked. My heart ravenous. Mouth hungry, so fucking hungry for the feel of a thick cock filling my mouth. Could you stand it if I sucked the head? Let that suction focus. Could you even take it? Could you take the sounds I make, that I would make? Could you enjoy what I do and relish and moan as I complete? Knowing perhaps you'll try and decide when enough's enough. I want to hold your hard cock tightly for you. Look at you as you just stand and breathe heavily for me. Oh, do you understand? Mm. Yes. Tell me it's what you want. Tell me yes. Give me. Leave. To kiss. Give me permission. To thoroughly control. All of that. Heady pleasure. I want to tempt you. I want to push you. And you'll feel yourself push into my warm mouth. Being sucked just at the tip. Until you lean your hips forward. It's this infinite bliss. Just see how hungry I am to please you, to take every moment, every moment till the last one, till you can't stand it, and you spill over for me. For me. Oh, I tease you with descriptions of my meals. Just so I can look at you, look up at you. Oh. Show me how you like to be at my mercy. Sometime I know you will allow yourself to be licked. Oh, you want to feel my nose and the hot breath. Letting me push away any material that covers you so I can gaze upon you, upon that part of you, your manhood. But I think it's the moment my mouth touches you and my breath breathes upon you and breathes in the musk of you. That's what makes you groan, isn't it? That's what makes you think. Enveloped, indeed. Enveloped by my hot, wet mouth. I'll pause to help you cope. You just need to signal to me if you're losing control. Because I want you to come, but I want it to be a prize. I want it to be worth winning. If I filled you with need for more, I'll make you lust for it. I'll make you feel me tickling your balls in my fingertips and relaxing the suction huff a hot breath and swallow back the way my mouth waters for you. Oh, and it waters for you. I know you'll give me the reward of a soft mouthful of your man juice. Look into my hungry eyes, knowing I can't get enough. This way you'll control me. And control how much I can please you. Watch it flood your cheeks. I'll watch you as I speed up and you begin panting. Because it's an excellent feeling to give such pleasure to someone I care about. And I'll allow you to see exactly how much effort I want to give to you, loving you. Oh, I love having this bit of power in my moment, in my thought. Just the thought to have a man trembling and weak. When I've got my own pussy full of hot cock, half my mind is on my own pleasure. I'm almost unable to think straight, trying to control tightening, softening for your grip. But my mouth, oh, my mouth is a fine-tuned instrument. Oh, I could torture your heart, delicious dick, meaty and so bloody sexy to have you like this. I want your words to ring in my ears. Yes, yes, yes. This is what I want. Say it to me. Say it to me. Say it. Say it. For fuck's sake, say that you want me to taste you. To lick. Hold my head, hold my hair, knowing you won't hurt me, and I won't hurt you. I just want it, and you must give it to me, till you're bursting. Oh. 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 Mm. Ah.